Timothy, an exemplary youth, October 30. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Timothy's principles had been so established by a correct education that he was fitted to be placed as a religious teacher in connection with Paul, the great apostle to the Gentiles. He was a mere youth, yet he bore his great responsibilities with Christian meekness. He was faithful, steadfast, and true, and Paul made him his companion in labor and travel, that he might have the benefit of his experience in preaching the gospel and establishing churches. Paul loved Timothy because Timothy loved God. His intelligent knowledge of experimental piety and of the truth gave him distinction and influence. The moral influence of his home was substantial, not fitful, not impulsive, not changeable. The word of God was the rule that guided Timothy. There are many who move from first impulse rather than from experience and judgment. But Timothy exercised consideration and calm thought, inquiring at every step, "Is this the way of the Lord?" He had no specially wonderful talents, but his work was valuable because he used his God-given abilities as consecrated gifts in the service of God. The Holy Spirit found in Timothy a mind that could be molded and fashioned to become a temple for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, because he submitted to be molded. The highest aim of our youth should not be to strain after something novel, but to place themselves under the teaching of the Holy Scriptures. Then they may possess the attributes classed as highest in the heavenly courts. They will hide themselves in God, and in all their teaching will simplify the original truth so that it will not appear strange but familiar to other minds. They will weave it into their daily thoughts and practical life. We see the advantage that Timothy had in a correct example of piety and true godliness. The manifest spiritual power of the piety in the home kept him pure in speech and free from all corrupting sentiments. From a child, Timothy had known the Holy Scriptures. He had the benefit of the Old Testament Scripture, and the manuscript of part of the New, the teachings and lessons of Christ. A noble, all-round character does not come by chance. It is the result of the molding process of character building in the early years of youth, and a practice of the law of God in the home.